We are on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and we made up for last week. Last week we learned a blot. And Lamed Hey Amud. No, I'm sorry, I skipped. Oh, way back. Lamed Beis Amud Beis. I had the same Tzuras Adaf on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We made up for last week where we learned barely a blot, and now we're already at a blot and a half with 2 days left to go. It's Mamed like, I guess. We are up to the Gemara of Chayzer Megarish Bay. Now, how do I find this Gemara? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines in the bottom on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Frank the Gemara. Chayzer Megarish Bay? Oh, yeah, ain't a Chayzer Megarish Bay. Now, there's a big machlokes we train them how to learn. So, we will learn Rashi, and then we will speak out the Rambam, and just interesting Shiloh that comes up. Chayzer Megarish Bay, Reina Chayzer Megarish Bay. The guy was Mevatel the Shliach, he said, Batel who? Went to the Shliach and he said, Batel who? Or Harei who Batel? Or whatever it was, Harei who Kacheres? Or Harei, you know, whatever he said. And now he decided to use it for Gerishin. Can he or can he not? Rav Sheish, Rav Nachman Amr Chayzer Megarish. Okay, can we?
Are we boarding the get or the Shliach?
Again, that. Rav Nachman Amr Chayzer Megarish Bay. Rav Sheish is Amr Eina Chayzer Megarish Bay. Rav Nachman says he can use the get again. All he did was void the shlichus. Rav Sheish says he voids the get. The Hilchos of Kavasa to Rav Nachman that he's only voiding the shlichus. Now let's take a look at Rashi, because Rashi says a chiddush. Chayzer u'megarish bay. Im nimlech ha'baal lachzor legarish beget shebit lay. If the Baal changed his mind and now wants to use that get that he said batlu, I ain't a chayzer megarish. Mi amrinam batlu gita v'havalei kachasma. When he says get shenasati loch batlu, the get is batlu. He has made the get into a non-operational, non-functioning get, and he cannot revert that. That's gone. The get loses its validity. I do mashlichus to the shliach with the bakalei. I do hadra mashvil the shliach. He's just voiding the agency. The get is a fine get. I begit to my bottle. So Rashi learns the way they bring Rashi is that the question is, can he be mabatul the get? When a person says get shenasati lechabatul who, is can he be mabatul the get? Does he have the power to be mevatel the get? Rav Sheisha says yes. Rav Nachman says no. And we paskin no. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Why shouldn't he? Why should or shouldn't he have the power to be mevatel the get? So not to have the power to be mevatel the get makes a lot of sense. A get is an action that you wrote a get, a valid get. Saying the get is butl can't affect the get, the kosher get. You can't affect something that's done already. The get is already a good get. How do you say it's not a good get? I don't want it to be a good get. Well, it is a good get. How could you change it? So if not, what makes perfect sense? You have no control over being mevatel a get. And you can't, can I finish? Can you say this is not a chair? It is a chair. Saying this is not a chair doesn't change its status. This get is no good. Yes, it is good. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, Chayzer Megarish Bay. All you can do is void the agency. So we take the words you say and said, what you want to do is you don't want to use the get now. Not that the get is no longer good. That's Rav Nachman's svara. Rav Sheish's svara is that a get works because the husband has given it the power, has empowered the Shifer and everybody else to write it for him. It needs his constant wanting to the get to function. And it's like he's pulling the plug on his desire that what makes a get into a valid get is that the husband expressed his desire for the cipher to write this get. He expressed his desire for this to operate. And if he has to express this desire, and that's what makes the get functional. If he removes the desire, He's like removing the lishma of the get. And therefore, he can do that. He's not saying the get is no good because the writing was no good or the paper is no good. He's saying, my part on the get, which is the desire to have a divorce written, I am removing by saying it's no longer valid. And that he can do. And we pass it like Rav Nachman, according to Rashi, that a person cannot remove that. A get is a get is a get is a get. And there's no way he can remove his desire for it to be a get, because that doesn't make, you can't do that. The get is a get. That's Rashi Shita. So according to Rashi, we paskin, Chayzer Megarish Bay. The Rambam paskins, everybody agrees you could be Mavatul the get. Our question is, when a guy says, get you in the side of the Chabatulu, does he mean to be Mavatul the get? Or does he just want to be Mavatul the agency? But if he told us the Farish, I want to be Mavatul the get, everybody would agree it works. That's the Rambam Shita. It's Negei Elamaisa. Because there's a big tumult in Achreinim. A guy is by the rabbi, and he tells the rabbi, he has to authorize the rabbi to write the get. Then he says, I don't want to give the get. I don't want to give it. So they say, come on. Okay, I'll give it. Was he mevatel the get? I don't want to give it. So according to Rashi, you can't be mevatel again. There's nothing to talk about. But according to the Rambam, that the guy has a power to be mevatel again. What does the words "I don't want to give it" mean? This is a big tumult right now, because we are machmer like the Rambam Shita. So therefore, we make sure that the husband doesn't say a word from the moment he authorizes the get till the get is given. It's because he would have to say it in front of eight. It's a whole big problem. We make sure. Now, I don't know how they make sure. If they send it with mail, how do they make sure that he doesn't say anything while it's being traveled? I don't know how they do it. But I know while the get's being written, he's mum. Not a word. Keep quiet.
When they do fear, how do they do that?
Fear. It says right, Sonny.
And then they muzzle him.
Well, he can, but again, according to Rashi, it's not a problem. According to Rashi, you can't be mevatel again. But the Rambam holds that nobody's arguing about your ability. They're arguing about what you mean to do. But the Rambam says if a guy speaks out, I want to be mevatel again, he can. So that creates a problem. Halacha l'maaseh problem. Yes, now let me listen to your question. Harav Rav Avraham. I'm going to name you Harav Rav Avraham.
The point of this is that, is it because you get, let's say you give a lady a ring, and she says, sorry, this is not sufficient for me, this is not a pruta for me.
Well,
it's not a pruta.
When did she say that?
No, she said, I'm the kopa under Rebbe's Masader, all lights and everything, the band is ready, and she said, this is not a pruta. According to me, this is not a
pruta. I don't want to accept this for Kedushin. She's not married.
Right, because she's not a pruta. Oh, yeah, what do you mean? What's it called?
She's saying I'm not willing to get married for this.
According to my
husband, again, I'm refusing to accept this. That's Kedushin.
Because it's not a pruta, she said.
It depends what she means.
She means it's not a pruta. To me,
it is. What does that mean? It is a pruta.
Oh, so the same type of.
So I told you, that the way they explain Rashi is that the mandiyamer that says you can be mevatel the get is because the get needs a constant desire of the husband for it to work, because you need his lishma. You need it to be written for his name, and it has to be written for his name, and it has to constantly remain with his desire. And he can pull the plug on that desire.
Can you pull the plug on this?
Again, I can't say this is not a chair. It doesn't need my desire to be a chair. It is a chair.
No, a person could say, you know what? To me, a chair is something that a big king says, like, this is a piece of garbage. Can you do the...
Again, if you need your agreement, you can say, I don't want to agree to this thing. Anyway, that's the machlokes, the way Rashi learns it. Again, I spoke of the Rambam Shita, because in Halacha, both Shitas are brought. Zog the Gemara weiter. Frag the Gemara. Any, how could you say that we paskin that he can't be mevatel the get? We'll learn like Rashi. That when he says get you the satel and buckle home, all it does is invalidate the agency. But the get is an effective, valid get. Any, but Kaimel and Hilchus and Kavas and Rabbi Yechonon, Tamar Chazeres. Okay, so the Gemara's question is as follows. There's a case that says, somebody says to a woman, I want you to be Mekudeshes to me with this money after 30 days. Not retroactive. Says to her, here's money, take it, and I want the Kedushin to kick in a month from now. I want a June wedding, but since I'm not going to be here in June, so I want to do the Kedushin now, but since I'm hung up on a June wedding, I don't want this to kick in till June. She takes the money. She agrees. And then she decides not to marry him. She sends him a message, says, I'm not marrying you. Can she do that? It's a machloikas. It's a machloikas. There was an act of Kedushin done, and now her words want to undo the act of Kedushin. Zucht, Rabbi Yechonon, she can change her mind. Now to us, it's an analogous case to this Gemara. There was an act of Kedushin that didn't take place yet. Right? And now she's backing out. And here, there's an act of a written get, right, that he wants to back out of. I'm learning like Rashi. And over here, we paskin, you can't change the fact that it's a get. It's a get already. Can't undo an action with your desire. A dibur is not mavato amaisa. And there we say that her dibur, I don't want to get married, cancels the kedushin. Why is it different? That's the Gemara's kashya. Again, there's a machloikus in Masechtas Kedushin. The woman took the money. The act of Kedushin was done. However, there was a stipulation. It's not kicking in for 30 days. During those 30 days, Rabbi Yechonon says the woman can cancel the Kedushin. It was an act, and she's canceling it with words. Here there's an act of her writing a get for him, and Rav Nachman says you can't cancel the get. You can only void the agency. What's the difference between the two things? The get hasn't kicked in yet. It's on its way. He's voiding it. Why is that different than voiding the act of Kedushin? That's the Gemara's. That's, again, why can't we just let the Gemara do its thing and then ask questions? Frak the Gemara Eini. V'kaimel and hilchus ha-kabasa d'Rav Yechonon d'Amar Chazeres. She can change her mind from the act of Kedushin. Isn't that similar than him changing his mind from the act of get? And for the Gemara Hachi Hashta. Now here. Now this. Meaning it's not a comparison. Hasam dibur v'dibarhu. There, accepting the money is not an action. The action is when the Kedushin works. That's an action. So, till the Kedushin works, we look at the Kedushin just as a commitment. Asi dibur v'vato dibur. A commitment can be canceled by pulling out of the commitment. Hacha nehi de batel l'shlichus d'shliach gita gufa mikabatel. Here, the get is an action that is a valid get. He can change his mind about giving the get, but the get is done. The get is finished. It's not waiting for something.
Yes, we're accepting it.
Again, the get. Again, if I can have a chance, at least 5 seconds to explain. The get is a valid document. That valid document cannot be changed. The validity of the document is a finished act. Nothing else has to make this document valid. The valid document has to be given, but the document is a valid document. There's no valid anything until 30 days. The handing over the money is a commitment to use this for Kedushin in 30 days. The money remains the money, but the Kedushin needs it to kick in. Until it kicks in, it's not called an act of Kedushin. Here are two acts. There's creating a document and then using the document. You can't uncreate a document that's finished being created. That's what Rav Nachman is saying. Whereas there, you're not uncreating the money. you're uncreating your willingness to accept it. Willingness is a commitment. Until that commitment is actualized, all it is a commitment. It's a dibur versus a dibur. Let me do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, to Rabbi Yechon Zamer Chayzeres, the Kedushin B'Perek Ha'emel Chaveira, in the third Perek of Kedushin, says, Amar L'Ishi Eskachli B'Mos Halolu Lachash Loishim. Kedushin should kick in after 30 days. The Chazra B'Mos Loishim. But La Kedushin. Rabbi Yechon says the Kedushin is Batu. Hayu B'Tlasam Kaidim Shiyuchalim. She was Mevatu it before it kicked in. Hakinami L'Vatu Gita. Dibur B'Diburu. Mitchilos Miskadashas Ayadeh HaDibur. What made the Kedushin into anything was her acceptance. She nisratus of the Kedushin. She was willing to accept it. As the Dibur Shochazara Amavatul Dibur. The Kedushin had not kicked in yet. It's not an action yet. It's a commitment on her part. Ma'omiu Hamasli Butlu. The money is still intact. The money goes back. She's not canceling money. She's canceling commitment. Also Dibor, all right. He can reuse the money if she agrees again. How can he hide them a bottle? Who the shliach who the butler? Who the shluch who the garshim against that? He's being mavato the agency. The also dibor mavato dibor. Appointing an agent is just a commitment. Words. I will get you be'en. The document that's finished, a valid document, is not dibor. It's an act. It's an act of creating a document that has been completed. Ain't about to is not, ain't an ifso. This is Rashi Shita, that you cannot be mabato a get, according to Rav Nachman. Because a get is a finished act. And dibur cannot be mabato a maisa. That's Rashi Shita and Rav Nachman. I said, Rashi holds, Rav Nachman says, you cannot be mabato a get. A get is a finished document. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Like this was there at before she the commitment if she's Madonna, is that in Kedushin she nation's issue?
No. The Kedushin hasn't kicked in yet. It's not retroactive. He didn't say Mayakshav. He said, I'm giving you this money, let it kick in 30 days.
So what are we concerned, what is the money is money, it's not the act. That's what we're saying. Money has nothing to do with Kedushin, it's just the meaning.
Well, that's the way Kedushin works.
Right, because you can't say money's not money anymore. Who just belongs to them?
She'll have to give it back. She took his money.
Right, so that commitment is
dissolved. No money given?
How else does Kedushin work?
It's not just words. Not just words. Words,
again,
work.
When is the act of Kedushin? When he gave her the money or when the Kedushin kicks in?
When the Kedushin kicks in.
So till then, it's all his commitment.
It doesn't work without an act.
She got the money. Because if she didn't get the money, Kedushin couldn't kick in. But it's the desire of Kedushin. What makes the Kedushin is not the act 30 days. It is and isn't. The act 30 days ago allows the Kedushin to kick in 30 days. But till 30 days reaches, the act is not complete. All it is a commitment to let it become a Kedushin.
And for sure he can change that.
Absolutely.
Does that do it? A lot of cases not kicking in until 30 days. Could a husband give to his wife a get and say, ain't kicking in until 30 days?
Yes.
So that's cutting apples and speedometers.
I'm not 100% sure.
It has nothing to do with life's...
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
When's it?
Because it's not a maisa till then. Again, here we're talking about invalidating the document. In your case, when you give a get that shouldn't kick in for 30 days, we're talking about the act of giving. There's two parts to make a woman divorced. A valid document that has to be given. In the case when he gives the get and says it shouldn't kick in for 30 days, the document is valid, but the giving needs 30 days. It's only a commitment at this point.
Would that be similar to...
Well, she can't change her mind because she has no right to refuse a get.
But similar a little bit to that. If that would be the case here, would that be a similar thing?
Except that she is not in charge. In the case of Kedushin, she can say no. In the case of get, she has no day in it. But you want to differentiate at the end. Right. In the question, the Gemara made it analogous. The Gemara's answer is, Kedushin is a commitment. No act has been completed. The writing of the get is a valid act. Can't be undone. It's done. Can't undo an act by your words. Exactly. The money is still there, like the document. Exactly what Rashi is saying. The act of Kedushin is not money. It's the commitment to accept the money. So that Rashi holds, he doesn't have the power to be mevatel again, according to Nachman. Rashi learns the machlokes of Nachman Rosh Hashanah is, can somebody invalidate the divorce document?
So what would he have to do to make it invalid? Rip it up? Write void?
According to Nachman,
yeah.
Rip it up. Crumple it and throw it in the garbage can and into the incinerator.
It's the only way.
Only way. That's Rashi Shita. Not everybody agrees to Rashi. I mentioned the Rambam doesn't agree that way. Rambam holds everybody holds he has the power to invalidate the get. The question is, what is he doing?
By deliberately stopping the shliach, is that canceling the divorce?
But that's the machlokes here. The machlokes is, Rav Sheshi says a person can cancel a divorce. Rav Nachman says divorce can't be canceled. The act of divorce can be canceled. The document is a finished, valid document. This, I can't say this is not a chair. It is.
Once he writes up the divorce, he can't be with her anymore. Right?
Right.
So there's something going on.
That's a rabbinic fear. Nothing's happening. She's totally married to him. By the way, he could be with her, just we won't use this divorce, rabbinically.
He can be with her? The Rabbanan frowned on it.
The Rabbanan said, if he's with her, he can't use this document. Because we don't want problems later on if she has a child.
Well, that would seem that the document is still there, and it's not valid. Invalidated the document.
Rabbanan invalidated the document, not he invalidated the document.
Right now, right?
Again, we're talking about, can a person invalidate a get? Rabbanan didn't invalidate the get, they just said you can't use it.
No,
they don't want you using this valid document.
You can't use it, therefore it's not invalidated.
Again, Rabbanan have a right to utter things, rabbinically. That doesn't mean it's not a valid get. The right is, if he gave it, she's divorced.
I thought you said if he's with her, he can't give it to her anymore.
Rabbanan say you're not allowed to, but if he did it, she's divorced. It's a valid get.
Shouldn't give her the get after he was with her.
Exactly.
He does give it to her.
She's divorced. We don't like it. We think it's wrong. But it's a valid get.
And with the deeper of the Kedushin by the woman, does she have to tell it to the Baal?
She sticks out her finger to accept the Kedushin. That's just as good as a divorce.
No, if she says, I don't want to be married after all. It's less than 30 days.
Well, she tells Adam, tells her whatever it is. She gets the message across. She doesn't have to get a hold of the Baal. Baal might be in a different city.
Just by making it knowledge.
She said, I changed my mind. I don't want to get married. Now, he can send her, I want the money back.
You can't say that chair to me is fact to me almost.
Again, no. You're so busy with that. It's a chair.
To me, it's worthless. That's not
that doesn't make the chair worthless.
He said Kesaris, though.
That means he wants it to, so the way Rav Nachman learned, he means as far as giving it to her,
this situation.
Exactly.
But in the future, you can use it again.
Exactly. According to Rashi, Rav Nachman holds you can't make the get invalid. You're still busy with the woman that says it's not worth a bruta. It is worth a bruta. She doesn't want to be married with that. That's her right. I don't want to accept that. I want a better ring.
And until I get a better ring, it's worthless.
It can't say it's worthless. You can say, I don't want it. It is worth money. I can't say it's worthless.
I said it.
You say a lot of things.
That's really hurtful, Rebbe.
No, it isn't. There's nothing wrong. Yeah. You can't say this is not a chair. It is a chair. You can say, I don't like to sit on such a chair. To me, it's not a comfortable chair. To me, it's a piece of trash. But it's still a chair. It's a trashy chair. Chashma Kaimel chair is a Chashma chair. There ought to be mighty laws on the chairs. It is. Can't deny it's a chair. I don't want to accept this. Do you want to give me a chair as a present? To me, it's not a chair. That means it doesn't mean it's not a chair. What it means is I'm not willing to accept that as your present of a chair. If you think you're giving me something that I like, I don't like this. That's what I mean. It's not. Right. Something about that. Birshaynai Aisa. The Mishnah said, once upon a time, a person didn't have to find his wife or the shliach and be mevatuit. He could go in front of a bezin and tell bezin that I want to be mevatuit to the get. That's what the Mishnah said till Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin came by and took that away. And whatever that means, to be explained in the Gemara as we go along. Itmar, b'pnei kamahu mevatuit. In the time that you were allowed to tell a bezin, how many people had to be there when you mevatuit to it? When we say bezin, what do we mean? Rav Nachman amar b'pnei beis, Rav Sheshes amar b'pnei gimel. Rav Nachman said, you need two people to hear you. And Rav Sheshes says, you need three. Rav Nachman, Sheshes amar b'pnei gimel, bezin k'tani. Word bezin means three. Rav Nachman amar b'pnei beis, Rav Nachman says in front of two, trei nami bezin kar aluhu. There are times that you can refer to a bezin even if it's only two. Where do we see this? Amar Rav Nachman. No, I mean Allah. But none. Mishrani l'fnechem ployni uployni adayonim shibamachem ployni. A principle has to be written in front of a bezin. Principle is the right to collect loans after Shemitah. The way principle works is you hand your loans over to bezin, and they are going to do the collecting for you. And then they appoint you as their agent to collect it. So you're not collecting your loan. You don't have a loan anymore. You transferred it to bezin to collect for you. Bezin's allowed to collect loans after Shemitah. So you have to do that in front of a bezin. And if you notice, it says Pliny or Pliny, two. So we see two can be a bezin. What? Adayanim. Yeah, but that's what it is. You have to do it in front of a bezin. Now, the way Chatan of Nachman is, that when you have a bezin that has to paskin something, you need three. When you have a bezin that's a question of informing, two is enough of a bezin. Principle doesn't need a psak. There's no discussion here. You have to inform a bezin that they are now in charge. For that, two is enough. You have to inform a bezin that you want to be mevatel the shlichus. For that, two is enough. You don't need bezin to function as a judge here to adjudicate, is that the correct word? Adjudicate the case. You need bezin to be the recipients of information. For information, two is enough to be called a bezin. Rav Sheshes says, I don't know. Bezin to me means three. I, by principle, so Rav Sheshes, Ato Tana Kiruch Lelech Shevelezu. What, you think the Tana is a peddler? He said, pointy, you pointy. He understands that bezin is three. He'll throw in the third pointy. Didn't have to mention it all. He just mentioned two of the three, but ain't no chenami. You need three there too. So this is the argument. This is not a regular act of a regular court. A regular court judges cases. Here's kindness, discusses it, figures out. Here, it's a question of information. I have to pass information along in front of a body of people that have halacha bezin. So Rav Nachman, I see by principle that when you need that, all you need is two. And Rav Sheshet says, no, by principle you also need three. Bezin means three.
You ever find
Bezin one? Yachid Mumcha by money. Yeah, but we're not dealing here with Mumcha here.
Because of
Dav Shavera,
is that money?
Yeah, that's for sure. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, if they come and mavat like kaidim to kadosh Rebbe Gamliel, if they shnayim, the bishlam megad bedina the mamayin abin shleisha. Avol hacha I do ba'almahu. It's just information. Who betrayed Zagi? My shvayin lechem lekamen who beperkin. This is later in this parak. I'll be prusbul. To ma'isish the rice of lebezin. Why? The iul leitabel lebachayv. He won't be collecting lebezin. Vehen yardim lechasav. But the way Prusbul operates, and we are going to be learning about Prusbul in a number of weeks, Prusbul operates that you are no longer the collector. Bezin is collecting the loan, and they are not usher to collect your loan. Because it says, well, Yigas, you're not allowed to collect. Bezin's allowed to collect. Now, so what happens is, Bezin then authorizes you to collect for them, so it's like a little bit of a game. But that's what happens by Prusbul. Like Karina Bela, you guys. Pliny, Pliny, Trey Mashma, the Karlu Batayanim. Reichu, Meichet, Shreirish, Obasamim. A peddler sells bundles of spices. So when he comes and sells, he says, I have A, and B, and C, and D, and E. The prices don't have to do that. The price is getting a message across. You need a bezin. The price is it, Pliny, Pliny, but it meant three.
And do we use safer
people? Sorry?
How many do we use today for
people?
We do three.
You do three?
Yes.
For Machmer? Or that...
I didn't go through it, but we do three. Rosh Hashem. We'll be doing a principle this Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Aren't you
ready to talk halacha? Maybe a little more specific? I mean, the Rebbe says something in a beautiful speech. You just say you're going to leave out things that are essential.
Again, the Rebbe is trying to say you have to give it to a bezin. You understand bezin equals three. Some things don't have to be spelled out. They're self-evident.
That's what other people arguing with that.
But that's what Rebbe Sheshet is saying. He's saying it's self-evident.
No, people argue with this.
Listen, I got up and I said, Rabbi Cohen's a great person. Do I have to be specific and say he's great and wonderful and this and that? Understood. Self-evident. If I say great, I mean all the other things as well.
You elaborate on
the figures. It's a good muscle. I just thought of it. I didn't prepare this much.
Can you text my wife
then? You text?
I text, yeah.
What?
I think you listen to the recording, actually. Tell her it's at 6:33:45.
Yes, sir.
She's in
the
hole.
She can't listen anymore.
She's
locked.
Yeah, like. So, the part that comes up for real, the lady has to go find out if her husband never did this. She got to get in.
Okay, so, you know, we'll handle all this as we go along. So, let's. You know, that's why the Gemara's here. Take care of all these problems. Amar Rav Nachman ben Amin Allah. Rav Nachman says, I'll prove to you by the Prusbul that you only need two. Again, this is a Prusbul discussion. But based on Prusbul, we'll decide whether the word bezin automatically means three. So Rav Nachman says, I can prove it to you. It says, Hadayonim chaisman lamato yoedim. There's two ways to write a prusbul. You can write a prusbul. The Gemara is going to explain this. We, the Dayanim, were there when Pliny came to us. Right? Pliny came to us. We, Dayanim, so-and-so, so-and-so, well, according to Nachman, only two, and according to Ephesians three, were there when Pliny came to us and told us that he's giving us his loans. And then two Edim can sign on it that they witnessed the Dayanim receiving the loans. Or the Dayanim themselves can sign. But you can have two Edim sign that they witnessed the Dayanim receiving that loan. Or it can be written, we witnesses witnessed when the judges received the loan, and then it can be signed by the three judges. Meaning we're not makbed that if it's written in the language of Dayanim, that the Dayanim sign, and if it's written in the language of testimony, that the Edim sign. We let either one sign either kind of language. That's what the Braisa says. So it says, Adayanim chayisim lamatoye Edim. My love, Dayanim dum yedeidim. We're comparing the number of Dayanim similar to Edim. Ma Edim shnayim, ma Dayanim nami shnayim. So Nachman said, it says Dayanim or Edim, meaning the same number. Rav Sheitz is midiyug, Yogadisa, Dayanim is three and Edim is two. Frakti Gemara, Lomeli Lamisni Dayanim, Lomeli Lamisni Edim. What are we saying, Edim or Dayanim? What exactly are we trying to accomplish with this? Hakamashmul of the Loishna Kasta Beloshin Dayanim Vachasmi Edim, Loishna Kasta Beloshin Edim Vachasmi Dayanim. We don't care how the wording is and who the signers are. It can be written as if Dayanim received it and Edim signed. It can be written as Edim testify and Dayanim signed. For sure it can be written, Dayanim receive it and Dayanim signed and Edim testify and Edim signed. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chaisman Lamata, Gabi Prusbutan Lobim Sekhta Shvias. Lomin Lila Misni Dayanim Ayedim. Shita, the Sagi Mahani Abihani. Listen, Edim, who was in him Chasmi Dayanim. What is the purpose of telling us that either Edim or Dayanim can sign? Goloshin Dayanim, Kamai Beidin Havina, we were a Bezin. Vaasu Ploini, Vaamar Lono Mishwani Lacham Ploini Uploini, and so came and told us, I am giving you over the thing, the Chasm Aid and Goloshin Aid, it's Kadish Ploini Aid. Meaning like this. Rashi says it a little better to me. And that is as follows. Three Dayanim are sitting here, or two Dayanim, whatever you need. And they write, we as a Bezin were sitting here, so, and this guy came and gave us the loans. Now what they should sign is their names and the word Dayan afterwards. They signed Aid. So it's good enough. Even though they're Dayanim and they're signing as witnesses, that's good enough. Or they can write it. We are writing down what happened, the testimony that happened in front of us. We are testifying that this guy gave his shtaras to so-and-so. And then they sign as judge. So it doesn't fit with the language. When you write it as judge, you should sign as judge. When you write it as testimony, you should sign as witness. But it doesn't make a difference. They can sign either way to either language. That's what it says. No, Sir Nachman learns that since it says Dayanim or Edim, that means it's the same number. When they sign as witnesses, you only need two. So when you sign as Dayanim, you only need two also.
Dayanim
is three. But it's Edim.
So Edim means he created.
But usually Edim is two. So Rav Nachman, that's a riot, that all you need is two. And Rav Sheitz says, no, Edim is two and Dayanim is three.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about
it. Edim
is not dying. Nothing to do with that. By principle, Edim can be dying, yes. By principle, you just need Bezin there and they sign it. Today, they sign it as Dayan. We don't sign it as A. But the Bryce is saying, even if they say we're signing it as witnesses, it works.
It means you're going with minimal. No minimal lay is two, so that means that two.
That's what Rav Nachman says. Rav Sheshes disagrees.
But
yes?
It's a basin that gives you the permission to go ahead and collect after Shemitah, right? So if you only use Adim, you can go to basin.
No, again. The Shtar says that this guy gave his thing over to a Bezin. Now there's two ways to write the star. You can write the star, us three, I'm just going to use three, okay, I'm not interested now, the machlek is two or three, let's leave that alone. Us three were sitting here, and Pliny came and told us that we should collect his loans. Now, the way you would normally sign that is, the three signatures saying judge. They can sign the three signatures saying witness.
What would that tell the...
Well, the witnesses are testifying. Code. The witnesses are testifying that he gave it to the Bezin.
So in other words, in the Puzzle it says...
We came
in front of a Bezin.
Not he came. the Basin says, he came in front of us.
Who are Adim or Dayanim?
It says Dayanim. And they're signing, the same people are signing as Adim. And it doesn't bother us. Or it says, we watched him give it to a Basin. And then they sign as the Basin.
Well, the physical has to indicate that there was a basis.
Correct.
And over here, Tomasi thinks to me that they have to know who owes him money.
No, they don't.
Didn't it say that over here?
Where did it say that? I didn't see it. No, I didn't see that they have to know who owes money. They better not have to know who owes me money. I'm giving it over in front of you.
It's not talking about the
Dayanim. Yeah, talking about the Dayanim. Right. Okay. The main Tikkun HaOlam came along from Gamliel HaZaken. And again, let us remember now the history lesson that we had. Gamliel HaZaken was the first Rebbe Gamliel. He was a grandson of Hillel. And he was a grandfather of the next Rebbe Gamliel and a great-grandfather of the second Rebbe Shimon Gamliel.
Again, grandson of Hillel.
Again, the way it worked was Hillel, Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel the first, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel the second, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, Rebbe. He's never, I don't think anything is ever brought down from him that I know of. Then Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken, then Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, then Rebbe Gamliel the second, not HaZaken, then Rebbe Shimon Gamliel the second, and then Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the son of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Right. The second Rebbe Gamliel was there by the Churban.
So there are three Rebbe Shimon Gamliels.
No.
HaZaken, regular,
no.
And then...
No, Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken. There were two Rebbe Gamliels and two Rebbe Shimon Gamliels.
Oh.
Hill, Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken, Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yehuda HaNasi. Rav Shimon Gamliel was one of the Asari Arugi Malchus. That's the first Rav Shimon Gamliel. I think. Might have been the second Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm not sure. I think it's the... It might be the second one, I'm sorry. Rav Yishmael Kayin Gadol, Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Sea Yisrael. I think... I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure. If it happened at the time of the Churban, it's the first one. The first Rav Shimon Gamliel. And his son, Rav Gamliel, became the Nazi afterwards. See, this is always gets involved and really off the subject. The Asari Arugi Malchus happened at the same time. Rav Akiva was killed 60 years after the Churban, or maybe even more. And Rav Shmuel Chaim Gadol and Rav Shimon Gamliel sounds like they were killed at the time of the Churban. When we read about the Asari Arugi Malchus, it makes it sound like it happened. He called together the 10 and he told them, that's what we say in Yom Kippur. He called them, he said, I'm going to kill you as a kapara for the Shvatim. Makes it sound that it happened in one shot. The many Mepharshim learned it was over a period of 60 years. Did not happen right away.
The same king was the one who killed all of them?
Well, if it happened over 60 years, I don't know. But in the Piyut of Yom Kippur, we say he called them together. And Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol went up to check if it's Xer and Shemayim. So, again, I don't know how to reconcile that with what others say. But if it's Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol and Shimon Gamliel at the time of the Churban, it's the first of Shimon Gamliel.
The Morocco, or before?
For selling Yisus. That's what we say in the Piyut. Right? He had shoes. He filled up the palace with shoes. He said, what's the halacha of you? Tell a guy, it's a Chayimisa, they said, oh, the Shvatim never got killed, I'll kill you instead. That's what we say in Yom Kippur. Here, Rabbi Shmuel Atzmai, this is the whole, one of the highlights of Yom Kippur davening.
Did they die willingly, or did they try to escape dying?
That's what I'm saying. See, again, the way we have it, besides that pyot, is they got killed separately.
Right.
At different times.
I probably understand.
I'm aware of that. But because they went to find, like one went up to Shemaim and found out that they were chai, but somebody was chai from Misa. That's what I'm asking if they did it again.
I don't know. It doesn't say that they died.
Or they tried to escape.
It doesn't say. In the stories, it doesn't say. What can I tell you? It doesn't say that they tried. They said they captured them and killed them. Rabbi Kiva was captured and killed. Rabbi Chaim ben Trajan was captured and killed. Again, exactly. Although he was captured, he wasn't killed, right?
So Rabbi Shimon Gil is in the second before we done the altar.
No. I think you're getting it. Again. Shimon. No. No Rabbi Gamliel. Shimon ben Hill.
Yeah.
Then Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken.
Yeah.
Then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Then Rabbi Gamliel. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And then Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
Just add Rabbi Beda's friend. He had a kid, Gamliel.
He has a kid, Gamliel.
Right. Do you know anyone else has the name
Gamliel? No, I don't know anybody else.
Add that to the...
I think you should put that in the, in congressional record. What difference does it make? You want to enter into the congressional record?
Next year?
No, the reason I did this is to sing a next piece of Gemara.
American president named Gamliel. Warren G. Harding.
Yeah, that's right. Another person named Gamliel.
No.
Warren G. Harding, his name was Gamliel.
Are
you
serious?
What's up with that?
What's was
him?
He's
a
Ben
Shira? No, he wasn't the
year.
Warren G. is Gamliel? I can't believe that. Why
isn't he getting...
I'm sorry,
he's placing it in the congressional records also. Vaita. Zach Tigamai Vaita. Metikin Ayla. Tim Gamliel Azakin came and he did it Metikin Ayla. My Metikin Ayla. What was Rabbi Gamliel Azakin worried about? What was he addressing when he said, no longer can you do it in front of a bed? You have to go to the woman or to the Shliach. What was he addressing? Dr. Gemara to Machlaikas. Rabbi Yechon and Amram named Tekanas Igunas. Matanis Mamzerim. Rabbi Yechon was afraid the woman would never find out that she was not divorced. He would be Mavatumit. She lives in a different city. She receives the get. She gets married. She has kids. And they're Mamzerim. Because he never found out. And Rish Lakish named Tekanas Igunas. And Rish Lakish says, no. What we're afraid of is she'll find out. But what we're afraid of is that she's going to remain in Iguna. She'll find out the get's no good, and here she is alone, and he doesn't have a get. We don't like women to be alone without being divorced. And therefore, it's in our interest to say, you can't do this. That way, if he wants to be mavatul again, he's going to have to run and chase her. He won't do that, and she'll be divorced, and we don't have to worry about her being iguna. We'll take care of it some more tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.